Welcome, this is Sananda. Be yourself. Familiar words. But what are you to make of them? What are they suggesting? What are they encouraging? Who or what is this self that you are encouraged to be? Let's begin with beauty. Take a few moments now to expand your trust that you are beautiful. And that sense of being beautiful doesn't need to be qualified or limited. You can let it be absolute. A timeless or eternal truth. So that it extends entirely beyond the local circumstances of this time and this place. Imagine that sense of an inner, eternal beauty, unlimited by time or by space. Imagine that at the very heart of your being. And imagine all that surrounds that beautiful essence at the heart of your being as being no more than the outer casing of something like an acorn or a nut from which in time and with nurturing and love tree becomes. Allow the possibility that all you judge or criticize or fear or doubt in yourself or in others is no more than the outer casing, the shell, that when the time is right you hatch out of. And let yourself imagine that the time is right now, this very moment, and that every other time will be right as well. And allow yourself in this extended moment that we share together. The sense that limitless, eternal beauty of your being emerging as the oak does from the acorn, it takes its own time. From the human perspective, the journey of acorn to full-grown oak may feel quite a slow one. But let yourself know that whilst your own journey of realizing fully the beauty of your being might be measured in time, it doesn't need to be. It takes whatever time it takes. And it may be that the measurement of time as a way of assessing your emergence into the full beauty of your being is not very relevant. For imagine now that in this moment you are both the acorn just beginning to split open and the full-grown oak, and even beyond that, that you are, as well as the full-grown oak, you are all of the acorns it has shed through its long life, all its gifts to the world, all the shelter it has provided, all the beauty that others have witnessed, all its transpiration, drawing in carbon dioxide and breathing out air. Its connection with the earth, its presence. You are all of these stages, all of these aspects. You transform and transmute energy. You give to the world. You give shelter, you share beauty, you create. And allow yourself now more and more to let go of the shell. The old ideas, the belief in judgment and self-judgment, the belief in holding yourself in small, let this be a time for growing more and more fully into your life. Do not wait for the blessings of others. Bless yourself. It is permitted. And in doing so, you will bring to yourself the blessings of the universe. And permit yourself to like the acorn as you could imagine it. Not really yet knowing what grows within. The oak it will become, but growing anyway, not needing to define itself, but trusting its process of life. Or perhaps all the while the acorn does know. Perhaps you too know. And when you look into the heart of your being, whatever beauty you witness there is you knowing what you are becoming. And in knowing what you are becoming, you are, at least to some degree, already that which you will be. And so here too you may know that time is not very relevant. All the stages of your beauty are present now. Beautiful you are, always. Choose. Come again to the particular time and place of your world, and with our love.